This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says violence in the country is down by nearly 60% since last June. General David Petraeus made the comments to reporters in Baghdad shortly before he sat down for talks with Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who paid a surprise visit to Baghdad this week. Petraeus was cautious not to sound overconfident. "We're not talking about a light at the end of the tunnel," he said, and added there is always a possibility that recent trends could unravel. Petraeus also noted that Iran seems to have stemmed the tide of weapons allegedly flowing across its border into Iraq. Petraeus is expected to testify in front of Congress next March. The United Nations today praised a step by a U.S. Senate committee to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The committee yesterday approved legislation outlining a cap-and-trade system for industry, power generators, and transport. The bill is headed for debate in the full Senate. The vote comes as global envoys are meeting in Bali, Indonesia, for 190-nation talks on how to combat global warming. On Monday, the new Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd ratified the Kyoto Protocol, leaving the United States as the only developed nation outside the pact and the world's top carbon emitter. The Bush administration maintains that Kyoto would harm the U.S. economy and it doesn't require developing countries to make enough sacrifices. Meanwhile, many eyes will be fixed on Houston, Texas today. That's where GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney will give a speech to try to convince voters that his Mormon faith should not play a big role in the upcoming presidential election. At the same time, he'll try to assuage concerns evangelical Christians have about his faith. NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
Mitt Romney's quest to become the Republican presidential candidate has stumbled in Iowa and South Carolina, two key states in the early primary and caucus season, and it appears his Mormon religion may be partly to blame. Christian evangelicals in Iowa have boosted the campaign of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and evangelicals in South Carolina threaten Romney's efforts there. Evangelicals reject the Mormon religion as a Christian faith, and many Americans in general are wary of Mormon candidates, according to a series of public opinion polls. So Romney has decided to do what Catholic John Kennedy once did: go to Texas and make a speech about faith and values and the American ideal of religious tolerance.
NPR's Howard Berkus. Finally, the Brooklyn Bridge is getting a green makeover. The famous necklace lights that line the bridge will be replaced with energy-efficient bulbs next year when the landmark span turns 125 years old. New York City officials yesterday announced the project as part of several environmental upgrades planned for the city. Others include replacing 25,000 streetlights and phasing in new hybrid police cars and fire vehicles. The city expects to save 24 tons of greenhouse gases a year by changing the 160 lights on the famous bridge between Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. The project will cost about $500,000. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Can you guys imagine how long it's going to take to change all those bulbs? A long time.
That's a long time. That's a beautiful bridge. So much fun. On New Year's Day, there's a big celebration. People walk across the bridge.
There was a transit strike here a couple of years ago, and I was covering it for NPR, and it sucked because there was a transit strike, but I got to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge every morning to do the stories. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.